Your healthy radio addiction starts now.
Much as he tried to obscure it, my opponent has showed why he earned his ranking as the most liberal member of the United States Senate.
I say to you, Mr. President, is that all you've got?
If he had had his way, Saddam Hussein and his sons would still be running Iraq.
No, far from it.
John Kerry is an anti-war candidate. He would have voted against this war if it weren't politically necessary for him to vote for it.
War is a continuation of politics by other means.
It is indeed.
Who said politics is boring?
On November 2nd, vote or die.
Let the winner win and the loser win, but never again should the winner lose and the loser win.
Back on for a moment, just take a breath.
You ready to fight?
The Laura Ingraham Show.
All right, tonight, just hours away, the polls will open and you will choose. You walk into the voting booth and you have to, in your own mind, think of who will be going into the voting booths across this country and voting against President Bush. Who wants you to vote against President Bush? Think of the list. It's quite an impressive list, actually. Most of France, most of Germany, most of China. China tonight came out with a statement against President Bush's foreign policy. So the communist Chinese want you to vote against President Bush. Barbara Streisand, Martin Sheen, Rob Reiner, Meathead. Of course, we have that towering intellect, Eminem, coming out against President Bush. The entire entertainment so-called elite establishment against President Bush. You have all the fancy pants at all the big Ivy League schools, the ivory tower intellectuals. They want you to vote against President Bush. Yasser Arafat wants you to vote against President Bush. I'm sure if we could get Robert Mugabe on the phone right now, he would want you to vote against President Bush, safe from his times of ethnic cleansing in Zimbabwe. And we know from the Osama bin Laden tape released late on Friday, we talked about this Friday night, that bin Laden is all for John Kerry. And it might not be politically correct to say that, but could it be more obvious at this point? Who else is out there saying that George Bush has misled the United States since September 11th? Who else has been out there saying that President Bush acted like a dope by reading the pet goat story to the kids while the towers were coming down? Michael Moore said it about the pet goat story. John Kerry and his surrogates have said it about President Bush misleading the country. Think about with whom you are aligning yourself if you go into the voting booth and vote for John Kerry and against George Bush. Think of the company you're keeping. It's terrifying. It should be terrifying to you. And you don't have to agree with everything that President Bush has done, domestically or even in foreign policy, to understand that serious times require a serious team with serious commitment to the future of this country, to the future of freedom, and to the possible. What is possible? Can you change the radical mullah's mindset in the Middle East? Or can you at least change the dynamic to an extent that there'll be a moment for reform, a possibility of reform in the Middle East? Or is that too bold of an enterprise for you to take on? I'll tell you something. The status quo in the Middle East before September 11th, that status quo, we were fine to just leave as it was. Yeah, bin Laden was awful, but we had the chance to get him in 96. Remember, Bill Clinton had the chance to take him from the Sudan. He decided not to. Yeah, we'll try to strike him when we can, but got a lot of other things on our plate. That mindset didn't serve us too well. Saddam wasn't a terrorist. He wasn't a threat. Let's just leave him in place. Well, we now realize, of course, that Saddam was building up his arsenal with the oil for food. Billions of dollars he was getting off of that program. We all now understand that he was sending money to the homicide bombers on the West Bank, $25,000 a family. Zarqawi was living there in the northern region of Iraq. We know that he had a non-aggression pact with bin Laden. We know that Iraqis were training in bin Laden's terror camps in Afghanistan. A lot was going on with that pre-9/11 mindset of ours as a nation. That mindset has changed. And you do not have to believe that George Bush gets it right 100% of the time to understand there is only one choice you can possibly make with everything that we know about John Kerry's record of 20-plus years in the U.S. Senate. We went through that list of legislative achievements for all of you last week. And that list is startling. Because when you have to put on your list of legislative achievements in 1 year, I think it was the 101st Congress, might be the 100th Congress, John Kerry's big accomplishment was co-sponsoring legislation to name a particular week in October as World Population Awareness Week.
I think that's inexcusable.
And then there was another week that got Marine Mammal Protection Week. Oh, that's a big thrill. Oh, three cheers for John Kerry. He has a bold vision for the future.
We're the can-do people.
Candleface. So you know what I'm saying here. And serious times requires someone with serious thinking, not just with someone who is articulate on the stump, not just someone who can speak in full paragraphs, but you have to dissect what's in the paragraphs. Understand the record versus the rhetoric. So when John Kerry is sitting down with the Rock the Vote crowd, just up on the MTV website tonight, and he's talking about the threats facing the country, and you know that character Yago? What is that nightmare on MTV? That kid Yago?
Oh, Gideon Yago.
Ah! Yago. Let's call the whole thing off. And Yago says, last time we talked in March, you said that it's important to listen to hip-hop because it gives you a sense of what's going on in the street. Have you heard the new Eminem song that's been out? John Kerry answers the following. You know, I heard Eminem on Saturday Night Live last night. I heard the song that he did. I don't know if it's part of his new album or not, but I liked it. That's the only thing that I've heard in the last weeks. I'm on the trail.
I feel great. Fantastic.
I'm campaigning every day. So this is a guy who, in Rolling Stone a few months ago, or wherever that interview was, he was saying that, you know, Bob Dylan was his...
his favorite, his, but when asked for his favorite song, he could only name Lay Lady Lay, and when pressed for a second, couldn't come up with any.
And so, whatever. You got Bob Dylan, you got Eminem. What? They're basically the same person, aren't they? I love that. He will become anything you want him to be. So some people call him Gumby.
Remember that Beatles and Stones question?
Oh, he was once a little green slab of clay. Kerry, you should see what Kerry can do today. Kerry.
Did he say man in this interview? Because he often goes into that sort of ghetto speak.
You know, I heard Eminem on Saturday Night Live last night. I heard the song that he did. I don't know if it's part of his new album or not. I liked it. I mean, he is Beldar. Okay, first of all, you can tell that he is Beldar when he's answering these questions. I mean, that monotone voice, it is so unconvincing on so many levels here. I mean, praising Eminem.
I am here to join you to change America for the better.
I am Beldar, the first timekeeper from the planet Remulac.
That is outrageous.
We come from France.
800-876-4123 on the Laura Ingraham Show, 876-4123. I want your thoughts on Election Eve. I'm sick of these polls, first of all. The polls are telling me nothing. I want to people think, the people who actually have a voice. How many of you have been called by pollsters? How many of you even answer your home phones? I don't answer my home phone. I never answer my home phone. And my cell phone is, you know, that's where it's at for me. And I think a lot of kids in their 20s, they don't have home phones. My nephew Jimmy doesn't even have a home phone. He just uses a cell phone. I think these polls are much ado about nothing, and you know, everything's pretty much dead even. Well, maybe, maybe not. We'll see how the battleground states break out. A great piece by Brendan Miniter in the Wall Street Journal, which I'm going to get to when we come back. But I want to know your thoughts on this Bin Laden tape. An endorsement for Kerry? The company you're keeping if you're supporting John Kerry. Remember the list. Yasser Arafat, most of France. Now we have China coming out against President Bush. We have Russia that was on the payroll for this Osama, for this Saddam Hussein oil for food scam. We have all the fancy pants in Europe intellectuals. They want Kerry to win. You got the whole Hollywood establishment for John Kerry. Does that say anything to you about what type of leader John Kerry will be? 800-876-4123.